This is The Takeaway. I'm Amy Holmes.
And I'm John Hockenberry.
So, John, do your kids get outside to play?
Oh,
do they?
Yes.
They climb trees, they build forts.
Time, out of the house, guys. Out. Nice day today.
Well, unfortunately, though, two new studies show that millions of other children have disturbingly low levels of vitamin D, potentially increasing their risk for bone problems, heart disease, even diabetes. The findings come as the National Academy of Sciences prepares this week to review the federal government's official guidelines for the recommended daily intake of vitamin D. Joining me now is the author of one of those studies, Dr. Michal Melamed of Albert Einstein College of Medicine in New York. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
So what is the big risk for not getting enough vitamin D? What do parents need to worry about?
So one thing that parents definitely need to worry about is the risk of rickets. I'm an adult nephrologist, but I did this research with Dr. Juhi Kumar, who's a pediatrician, and she is more attuned to kids' problems, and rickets is definitely a bone disease that kids with low vitamin D levels get. Other things that potentially they could be at risk for are diabetes, as you said, high blood pressure, cardiovascular disease, and actually a variety of different cancers. Now, all of that data was seen in adults mostly, but we don't know if kids already start out with such low levels and have low levels for a very long time, if it isn't corrected, they could potentially develop those diseases earlier.
Dr. Melamed, are there early warning signs that parents might take notice of before this, turns into a full-blown problem like bone disease, heart disease, and so forth?
So it's hard to tell. I think some kids may complain of bone pains, but, kids complain of bone pains anyways. So really, if parents are very nervous about it, they can always go to their pediatrician and have their child's vitamin D level checked. There are certain groups that are more at risk, so people with darker skin, kids with darker skin color, and older children, so adolescents, are definitely at much higher risk than the younger and the lighter skinned children.
Doc, quickly, is the test really simple? Is it a blood test or is it something?
It's just a blood test.
Okay.
So, of course, the culprits that come to mind that's causing this is the television and video games, all these things that keep kids indoors.
Yes. We actually found that kids who watched more than 4 hours of TV a day had 60% higher risk of having low vitamin D levels.
And is 4 hours a typical amount, or is that considered sort of on the big end of the spectrum?
Yeah, there were actually a fair number of kids who watched that much TV.
So what should parents listening to this, what should they do?
So one simple thing to do is to be aware of vitamin D. So have kids drink their milk, potentially have kids take a vitamin supplement. If your kids go outside for 1 or 2 hours a day, that's fine. They don't need to take their supplement that day. But if they're inside during the winter, those might be the days to take the supplements. Judicious sun use is good, 10 to 15 minutes a day, but then be sure to put the sunblock on.
Indeed. Thank you, Dr. Michal Melamed, for joining us this morning on this important study. You were just listening to Dr. Melamed of the Albert Einstein College of Medicine in New York, who helped conduct these studies. And get your kids outside playing. It's good for them.
Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.